Okay. Okay, that's weird. I was almost paralyzed into a stalemate with myself to do something. Just anything. That's what that long pause was. Was having an internal struggle with myself to do something productive with whatever this is that's happening to me. And this is that. This helps me organize my thoughts. This helps me process what is happening. And everything I've been reading and listening to and trying to figure out to get some kind of answer of whatever is happening to me. The closest thing I keep coming around back to is Kundalini awakening. That phrase keeps getting repeated, Kundalini awakening. And I didn't know what that meant, so I started looking up, what is the Kundalini awakening? What does that mean? What is Kundalini? And then I saw that Kundalini is similar to like chi, that life energy, that thing that I felt, that I was like, that's the key to getting to this place where I can confer with all the incarnations that ever were of me in my soul, is harnessing that energy. And then boom, here's something that literally means that same kind of energy, but in a different language. Like same exact thing, just different words. So, I have to pay attention to the things that keep coming around, synchronicities and all that. This energy work or whatever must be important. That's what's bringing me here is the I'm at a critical point where the driver or entity or whatever is that wants to fail. The one that I've identified with all this time that allowed me to fail all the time. That one still wants control, but it knows it doesn't have it anymore and it's trying to wrestle it back. So it keeps trying to find ways to self-sabotage. Like allowing myself to feel like I'd gotten past it. And making me feel like, okay, you finally got over that hurdle, you're good to go, gave me a false sense of security, and then started to creep back in. And I think I keep falling back onto recording myself because it's the easiest thing I can do with no excuses and still do something productive and making me face what I'm feeling and be in the moment and not avoid what I'm feeling. Gives me accountability. Like with writing, I have to get a computer out or get paper or however I'm gonna do that. With writing, I can't. I could go, I'm too tired. Blah blah blah. I can't. So I'll just lay here. Oh well, next time. But with recording myself on the phone, I'm always in bed with my phone. It's my alarm. So there's no way I won't have my phone with me. So all I have to do is turn it on. The app is right there on my home screen. Hit it. Boom, boom. And you're being productive. So it's a no excuses way to be productive, to tell a story, to do that thing that resonates with me when I am in touch with this energy that I'm beginning to realize and see that I can control. It's just a matter of learning how to harness it. So yeah, that's what allows me to be productive without talking myself out of it. I also see it as that other side of me is trying so hard to make me fail, but something in me is fighting back and not allowing that to happen. Something made me pull out the phone. Something made me turn it on. Something made me record. And that inner struggle that you heard at the beginning, that super long silence, was that same fight going on. I should just cancel it and go to bed. Just blah, blah, blah. And then I would have said, no, you can just do it when you go to work later. And I couldn't trust myself to do that later. So I just pushed and I fought against that thing that's telling me to quit. Even subtly, even like ever so slightly, pushing me to quit. It's still pushing me to quit. I was able to keep battling back. And I eventually started talking. And that's, if you're even listening, where you hear me now. It was a crazy, just internal struggle. And I finally, not finally, because I don't want to say I won again, because I got in that false sense of security before. Excuse me. Is it just, I want to be sure. I did push through, and I did do something productive despite the self-sabotage trying to stop me. I'm being creative. Even though I feel like I'm just surviving that part of me I identified with that wants to be depressed and wants to be, you know, pitied. It's a tough fight, but got it on the ropes. And I will win. But yeah. Good fight. Good fight. You're not gonna win though. Woo. So yeah, energy, kundalini, there's something to it, so I'm gonna look into it. Let's see where it takes me. I think Tai Chi is probably also another something to look into. Because I think all of that is different words for the same thing. I'm excited to explore. Kind of exhilarating too. It feels like I'm completely trusting myself and acting completely on feeling for the first time ever. Usually it was always on something I thought through and thought that maybe this is what's best for me, so I have to go in this direction instead of what I felt. And that's probably why I keep hitting dead ends and can't really figure out where the hell I'm going, is because I'm trying to guess and it's not even close to the truth. So it feels like for the first time I'm reacting on feeling. And it's going to some weird places. I mean, I'm talking about Kundalini awakenings, and on the surface, what's probably seem crazy to a lot of people, but based on how I feel in my soul and at my core, it's true. And this Kundalini awakening may just be some word for something that somebody else has experienced. Just because your words don't match doesn't mean you're not talking about the same thing, so. So that's where we get hung up, is people have these amazing experiences and then they try to explain it. But because their reference doesn't match your reference, you guys are never gonna realize you're seeing the same thing. Unless you're open to seeing it from all the different angles. Then you will realize, oh, we're all talking about the same thing. Yeah. And then we can enjoy each other despite our differences, because of our differences. We all arrived at the same place. Why not share our stories? Because we all look completely different. Excited to see what happens, but I've got to stop trying to self-sabotage because I know it's coming from a good place, some kind of self-preservation. It's like, like that kind of thinking's too crazy, it's too radical. Don't do it. And I understand that they're worried, but I feel confident I've got this. Very scary, very scary. Remember that when going into a situation where most of it is unknown, there are two ways you can interpret something. You can interpret it in a negative light or in a positive light. And if there's variables that you don't know for sure, then there's no danger in seeing the positive side. And why not make that choice every time? Like, it seems like you have to choose a negative because you have to acknowledge it in order to prepare for it. But you can acknowledge and prepare for it without having to go in that direction. agree. I think my biggest enemy right now is impatience. I begin to make progress, and then I start thinking about where I want to be instead of focusing on the progress, and then I get frustrated that I'm not getting to where I want to be fast enough. I need to stop doing that. I mean, what's the hurry? I agree. Let's finish these 30 days of doing these little self-exploration. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe this is more about soul searching. This is 30 days of soul searching. That feels right. That resonates. So continue doing these soul searches without putting any pressure on how you're going to use it. Because once you've searched your soul and you've uncovered these truths about yourself, they're not going to go anywhere. They're going to be with you forever once you uncover them. So let's keep searching our soul. That's what's important. And then you can figure out how to use that to get to where you want to be in your material life. Let's do some inner work now, so, and then worry about that later. Because whatever you learn here, you're automatically going to apply there. So, yeah. That feels right. That resonates true. So let's not worry about where this is going. Let's do some soul searching for these 30 days, the rest of these 30 days. That inner lawyer in me is approving, because it's still creative. Still something that you're sharing. It's still something that you're allowing yourself to be accountable. But you're also catering it to be as fulfilling as possible. Because you don't want to get bogged down doing something that you feel like you have to do. Because the whole intention of this was to explore, not to be locked into a little box. So I think the core rules I set down have been respected and honored. The spirit of this experiment is still alive with the subtle changes I've made along the way. And I think that may have been another reason why I started to feel like giving up, is because I was backing myself into a corner again. Instead of just letting it free flow into what it needs to be. So, but the regimental part of me that needs that box, I'm still within that box. It feels like a million pounds were just taken off my shoulders. I was feeling I wouldn't be able to live up to the expectations that I set forth in this thing, and I was getting way too serious. This is 30 days of something light, just so that you can get the ball rolling on completing long-term goals. You didn't give yourself something easy to do. So you should be proud of yourself that when you make these 30 days that you accomplish something. You didn't let yourself off the hook. It was a challenge and you succeeded. That's what you have to remember. Yeah, like a huge relief, because now it's not so serious. Now it's not like, if I don't write this amazing novel now, then I won't be able to do this with my family and this, and then this is gonna happen. Blah, blah, blah. I was getting way too caught up in just negative stuff that isn't true. Stupid. Be in the now. And allow that driver that you left in charge, that you trust, to take care of that stuff, you know? So yeah, this is, I don't even know, 9, 4. Okay, how long have I been talking? I've only been talking 20 minutes. Only 20 minutes. Feel like I've been talking for 4 hours. Whew. But yeah, I really, think that's what this has to be is, it's soul searching. That's what I've been doing. It falls in line with everything I've been trying to, I've been telling myself in my language that I've been trying to teach myself to make all of this make sense. It falls in line with that. So, I'm gonna trust it for now and see where it goes. Also, the arbitrary time limit of 60 minutes, I think, is probably, I can chuck that too, because there's things I want to do that'll be longer than an hour, and honestly, if I'm putting as much brain power and effort into trying to figure this out, that when I'm truly done, I'm not gonna try to force it. Which I feel like I'm getting to a stopping point, even though it's been only 20 minutes. Holy shit. I thought it was way longer than that. That's interesting. Time is like that. Like the other day, I did an hour and felt like, all right, if I have one more person say chop wood, carry water to me. Jesus Christ. Everyone says that like they just fucking figured it out. They only say that because someone said it to them. They don't. Okay, I'm not saying not everybody, but it just feels like when people just say that, they don't really know what they're saying when they say that. When they chop wood, carry water, and then after, what do you do? Chop wood, carry water. Yes, but everything about your mind and everything that you saw the world as has completely changed. You're not just gonna continue doing that to just. Now I'm starting to get understanding seeping in that maybe I'm gonna. Maybe I'm jumping the gun. Maybe they do know what they're talking about, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Which is honestly probably the most likely. Well, the physical body will chop wood and carry water, yes. I was my physical body. I chopped wood and carried water. Now that I have awakened, I realize I am not just my physical body. I am all of it. Yes, my physical body has to continue to chop wood and carry water, but maybe I can, as long as I let that part of me go do the water and chopping, then I'm clear to do the mental work inside. I don't understand, because everything has changed about how I perceive the world. Everything's changed about how I perceive myself. All the false things that I used to believe have fallen away. Like you're not good enough type talk is gone. It feels like my depression has been lifted, anxiety relieved. It's like a miracle, I swear. Something has changed. I can't deny that. That's why I don't feel like I'm losing my mind when I say this. Because I have seen it. I'm a see it to believe it type of person. And it feels like a miracle. Can't explain it. And to just ignore that is insane. I can't ignore that. I need to explore it. I need to know what this is and what's happening. It's just the way I am, at my soul and at my core. And I'm starting to believe, not believe, but I'm starting to figure out what that means. There are some things that are just innate in me. No matter what life I'm in, those things are there. And everything seems to have fallen away except those innate things. And out of nowhere, and I can't explain it, and I want to explain it. And there's nothing wrong with me wanting to figure it out and explain it. So, I guess until I do completely understand what that phrase means, I can't be angry at people for using it, because they may know better than me, but for now, I don't know what it means. I don't know, it's just weird. It's weird. It's very weird. It's very surreal, because I'm aware of my physical body, and now I'm aware of the celestial body, I guess you could call it. And I get that they come in and out, and some are more in control at different times, and I get that, and things come and go, ebb and flow, it's the nature of everything. So the more I go switching back and forth, the faster and the better I get at doing that, the more the line will blur. And I can become both in body, all of it. You know? I don't know. That's just interesting. Very, very interesting. Do 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 do. So yes, I need to be more understanding and not be annoyed when people just blurt phrases at me like chop wood, carry water, without any explanation, because they're either being wise and cheeky, or they're being, you know, elitist dicks, because someone said that to them once, and They had no idea what it meant, so they felt uncomfortable, and then they're gonna make someone else feel uncomfortable by saying it, because if I didn't know, then they don't know, so ha, blah, blah, blah. I don't, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I guess it crops up in everywhere. The ego can plant itself and you don't even recognize it. So, the elitist people who, even through these awakenings, there shouldn't be any competition in one's belief. How I am interpreting it is completely unique to me, and only I'm gonna get it, and I understand that. I can do my best to explain it. And you can listen or you can't. But either way, I'd rather try to explain it to others so that I can share it, and so that it, maybe I can see it through your eyes as well. And the more ways you see the same thing, the clearer it is. So, but the second somebody starts to make you feel bad, or whatever your technique is to finding this energy that I feel. If anyone tries to make you feel bad about looking out, how you find that, then their ego is taken over, I think. Because when you try to impose how you seek this energy, feeling, oneness, whatever you want to call it. When you try to impose your will on someone else, you're no longer doing what you're, say you've been trying to do. At that point, your ego's taken over and you are now steered by ego. You are not in the moment. You are not in the now. So I think only from the now can you operate without infringing on anyone's free will. That's the only way you can. And when you're in that state, you're untouchable. An amazing ride. I just have to trust in myself, put it into the universe that my physical body will now have the leadership that it needs, and I can go into autopilot with my physical body, and I will get everything out of life that I want and need in my core. It'll happen. I have to put my trust in that and let it go and allow my physical body to go into autopilot and achieve those things so that when I come back to this state of mind, I can explore the deeper meaning of things and then apply it, and my physical body will automatically apply the new things that I learned to, excuse me, to their to what I'm doing in my life in order to get those things that I want out of life. Because once you truly release it into the universe, then it is done. It's pretty much a done deal. You can only release it once it's done. That's what it is. I'm going to get everything I need out of life, whatever that may mean. And I can't define it. I just have to let it be. It's a feeling. That happiness, whatever that may mean. A billionaire in a mansion, I doubt it. Or it could be in the house I'm in now with my amazing family. Whatever that happiness is gonna be, I put it on the universe that I will achieve it. And once I do, I will achieve that happiness, whatever that may be. I just have to be open to it and willing to accept it. I put it in the universe. I'm going to get everything that I deserve. And I'm going to give everything that I can. Having trouble on the wording of this because I think my need to get it right is what's causing a rift. Because if you're letting it go, you won't need to get it right. It will be right. There we go. And that's what you're doing. You're putting it into the universe that your physical body is going to do what it needs to do in order to make you happy, to get us to that happy place, that contentment. And that allows you to explore and to push deeper into this energy that you're feeling and to figure it out and to apply whatever you learn. The physical body will automatically put into play. So, we have to trust one another, do our jobs, explore, go to work, learn new skills, apply new perspectives, and that's what you're gonna do. Quit trying to get a stranglehold on whatever this is supposed to become. Search your soul, and you'll know. That sounded cheesy, and it didn't sound genuine. But I can't think of a different way to say it. It comes from a genuine place. I think I'm in a since this just happened to me a few months ago, this awakening or whatever, out of nowhere. Think, of course, I'm gonna have the residual demons hiding, especially the really resilient ones. That's how they survived this initial awakening that sloughed off a lot of my insecurities and all that crap. There's still the really deep, dark demons hiding. And I think I'm in a state of exercising them and getting them out. And part of the process is learning how to do that. And I think that's what this soul searching is allowing me to do, is to root them out and to face them down and fight them and get them out. And as in all fights, some days are going to be better than others. And I've had a few bad days, but I think this soul searching and reflecting and it's giving me a much better understanding of it that I can see a light at the end of the tunnel. I was thinking I'm halfway through, holy crap, I'm going to be able to do this. And yes, I am. I'm still respecting the spirit of the experiment, and I am evolving and adjusting in order to honor that spirit that I set out when beginning this experiment. It's like I said, every day I've gone to start this, it's not gone how I expected it to go. It's exhilarating and it's awesome, and I'm very proud of myself for allowing that to happen. I've never allowed myself to just see where something goes. I've always eventually decided where I wanted it to go and then forced it that way, no matter how uncomfortable and how in the wrong direction it may have been. When I made the choice, then that's what we're gonna do. And that's no way to do anything. I mean, if I did that with my family and friends, I'd be a fucking dick. Don't wanna do that. Why would you do that with yourself? Time is coming to an end. I don't know how long. It doesn't matter. I'm taking the arbitrary hour time limit off. As long as I put in effort and get something out of it, then, you know, it doesn't matter how long I've been at it. I feel like I'm at a stopping point and that I have adequately searched my soul for the day. So I'm going to get some sleep, and whoever's still listening or whoever is listening, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, maybe me pretending like people are going to be listening to this is a way of me avoiding feeling like I'm going crazy, and maybe I need that right now as a crutch so that I can accept it later that I'm not going crazy. So that's probably where all that comes from. But anyway, self-reflection is exhausting, and I'm going to bed. A good night.